my mother, oh God rest her soul, and what she was trying to do. She did nothing wrong, and neither did I. I'm just someone like you. Oh,
I want to go.
I hope for their sake and for their sake alone, you'll never learn what I can do. Oh,
I'll come back and find you all if that's the last thing I do. I just want to go home.
They call me Jane Stevenson, and they also call me a criminal. I'm telling you this because I don't expect to live much longer. Oh, they haven't condemned us to death, but they might as well have. No, they wanted to show mercy, so they sentenced me to transportation instead. How was that mercy? Oh, I know what you're thinking. It's better than hanging, especially since all I did was take a gentleman's handkerchief. I didn't steal it, by the way. I saw a gentleman drop it in the street near the Black Gate. Lord knows what his sort was doing round there. But I dashed over to pick it up for him, thinking there might be a coin in it for us since he hadn't noticed he dropped it. By the time I got there, he'd gone. I figured I'd sell it. Mabel needs new shoes and George could do with medicine for that infernal cough of his. What other use could I have for it if I couldn't give it back? Well, the rotten little sneak I sold it to must have turned me in, because next thing I know, I'm being hauled up for theft. That kind of thing carries a death penalty, you know. They think a poxy square of silk is worth more than a life. Ridiculous, considering he's probably got several of them at home and never missed this one. Well, I've got several lives at home, and how can I look after them if I'm in Australia and their old man is in All Saints Churchyard? If I even make it as far as Australia, they consider you lucky if you survive the journey. And then you have to survive the ungodly heat. And if you make it through all that, they assign you a bloke as well. Who can imagine what kind of fiendish brute he might be, especially to thrive in a godforsaken place like that? So no, they haven't sentenced me to one death. They've sentenced me to several, and all for the sake of a handkerchief.
Don't weep for Jane, it's not to us to complain. She's not one of us, my friend, so the matter is plain. It's not to us to weep for Jane.